Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Grounded Roots with Sam Black. I'm your host, Sam Black, calling in from Niagara Falls, Ontario. And I am so excited to have you listening today because we have a phenomenal guest. Today we're going to be welcoming Colby Psychic Rebel all the way from LA, California. And she has released her book, Leap of Faith, How to Build Your Spiritual Business. So we're going to be chatting with Colby today and learning about that book and how it can help you build your own spiritual practice. And we're also going to be just exploring all the wonderful things that she has going on and what's going on for you. And if you'd like to call in, you're more than welcome. The number to call in today would be 516-531-9240. And we'll be taking some callers at the end of the show. So what is Grounded Roots all about? So for you that are new here listening today, Grounded Roots is actually both a physical space, but it's also our physical practice that we share with everyone. And it really is about finding wellness in every area of your life. So at Grounded Roots Wellness here in Niagara Falls, we have everything from holistic nutrition to DDP yoga. And of course, I take on the spiritual side with psychic medium services, meditation, coaching, and so much more. And we also have our float pods, which will be ready in 2 weeks. Who is excited for that? I cannot wait to share the float pods with you. We are all going to be so mellow. And if you can't make it to Niagara Falls, by all means, check out the float pods in your areas because they're popping up everywhere. And it's a great opportunity for you to find both physical healing, but also that relaxation and taking your meditation to the next step. So let's get started with our show. I'm so excited. Here we have Colby Psychic Rebel. Colby, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sam. Thank you so much. Such an honor to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I really believe that everything happens for a reason. And for those of you who were listening to our last show, you know that we were supposed to have a different guest today. And unfortunately, she ran into some snags with her new home and some flooding. So we're sending lots of dryness and healing to her so that she can quickly dry up her home and enjoy her new space. But yesterday I found out that she wouldn't be able to join us, and I said to my husband, oh, well, that's really unfortunate. You know, I wonder who I'm supposed to be chatting with. And wouldn't you know, we got a knock on the door, and it was your book, Colby. Your book arrived right at that moment. And I said to my husband, I'm like, I should totally see whether Colby would be able to join us because this would be so cool. And here we are.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm glad it worked out.
Absolutely. Now, you need to tell us, what number is your book sitting at on Amazon? Because I've been watching on Facebook and so excited for you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it keeps, you know, it moves around, but it's been at number one for hot new release. It's hit number one in hot new release for a couple categories: women in business, entrepreneur, bookkeeping. So that's super exciting. And then it actually was staying at like bestseller. It was staying at like number six or number seven for women in business. So, in couple little categories, it hits number one. So it's so exciting. I mean, I was not expecting that at all, but it really, the response of, you know, our community has put it there. So it's been
and
very,
you know,
very exciting.
I've got to tell you, I think it's going to stay there. I think really once people start getting their hands on this book, they're going to see what an amazing resource it is, because as we're going to explore a little bit during this hour, I don't think there's another book like it out there. You've really done a wonderful job in getting the key information and making it concise and easy for everybody to digest and just run with it. So I really think this is going to stay around for a while. This isn't something that people just read and forget about, Colby. I really think you've created a wonderful resource with Leap of Faith.
Oh, thank you. I really hope so. I mean, that was definitely the intention. And, you know, it's hard when you, I think the one thing people don't realize, I mean, you know, and I never really realized it when I would read books, but, you know, there's always an intention behind the book. And I wasn't sure how it would be received. I wasn't sure if, like, you know, everybody would want this book. I just thought, wow, you know, it'd be really nice to share this information, and I feel like it could help people. So it's nice that, you know, that it's being received that way. It's being received with the intention it was set with. So that's actually always a win-win, you know?
Oh, that's so wonderful. So the book is Leap of Faith, How to Build Your Spiritual Business. So, Colby, what was the inspiration behind this book?
It really had to do with, you know, again, for, you know, a lot of people know or they may not know, but I was a tax manager, and I was in the tax accounting for about 14 years. And so that came with a lot of experience. I mean, I've reviewed a lot of returns. I've seen a lot of professions. I can see kind of what puts someone at the top, what doesn't. But just even in that overall knowledge of really what are the compliance, you know, what are your filing, you know, requirements, what are the compliances, what can you kind of deduct, what can you not deduct. I have a minor in mass communication, so, you know, that was a lot of journalism training, in front of the camera training, voice training. So there's a lot of information that I just kind of have through experience and training that I thought, you know, this could really help other people, because a lot of people who get into, you know, spiritual work, not all of them have that business background, right? They're light workers, they're healers, they're, you know, their whole intent was a little different. So they may not have that experience of, hey, how do I build an actual business from this? I love what I do and I want to help people, but gosh, I don't really know how to get started. So I thought, you know, I do know how you get started. I do know this is the nuts and bolts of what you need. Here you go. And I realized that, you know, Sam, like when we were back at LWISSD, I realized, you know, that a lot of people didn't kind of have that knowledge, and I was finding myself sharing it. And I did a workshop that was a business basics workshop, and then I did a couple mentor classes around business. So I could really see that it was definitely a vehicle that could help a lot of people who really needed that little extra guidance, that little extra blueprint of how to go about taking the steps to put themselves in the best position possible to be seen by others, to share their gift. I mean, you can have the most amazing gift in the world, but if the public can't see you, if the public doesn't know you're there, you're not in a position to share it. So the goal of this book is to get you out there in a really professional way, get you out there in a way that highlights you, your uniqueness, what makes you different, what makes you stand out, and allow that to shine so that the people who are meant to receive your services can see it. And, you know, and it's not just for psychics and mediums. It's for anyone. I mean, you could, anyone who is looking to have their own practice, whether it's holistic, metaphysical, it could, you know, energy healing, chakras, everything, you name it. If you have your own practice, this book, I think, can help you.
Absolutely. And, you know, coaches out there, too, this is a great resource for new coaches as well. I know I got the book yesterday, and I'm already halfway through, and I've been making notes. And as you know, I train people to be coaches, and I've been in the field quite a long time. And I'm learning new things, too. So it's a wonderful resource. I really, really recommend everybody grab a copy of it. And I really love how it combines your old career with your new career. Because I'm a big believer in all the little steps we took before, we did them for a reason. I know I have a lot of clients who'll say to me, you know, I got that degree way back when. I don't know what I'm ever going to use it for. just trust we took it for a reason. Because I know all of my degrees certainly, you know, I'm not in the field of child welfare anymore, but certainly comes in handy having that practical knowledge. And I love how you've been able to take that knowledge and package it in a way that's easy to share and easy for people to receive. And it's just so wonderful that you've been able to do that.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I had that same thing, you know, when I realized that my path was going to change and it was going to be more of a spiritual path. I really had trouble with, well, what did I spend 14 years on? Like, how could I have gotten so off track? You know, and I think a lot of us
mm-hmm.
who, you know, had a traditional career and move into this line of work, I think a lot of us kind of question, like, okay, what the heck? What was that for, you know, or how could I have been so far behind? And, you know, having this book really, really brought it home, really gave it purpose. Oh, I get why that was important, you know, I get, so that the two worlds could, you know, we could marry the two worlds, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. The one quote in here that I loved is that we co-create what a spirit has already manifested in you. And when you wrote that, I was like, yes, exactly. You know, like, we're here for a reason. And all those little experiences, they've added up, and they will come in handy. We will meet someone who needs that experience to help them with their journey. And so thank you again for, you know, all the hard work you put into this. And
thank
what was
you.
The hardest part about writing this book? Because you're a busy girl, Colby. It's not like you've got tons of free time on your hands. What was the hardest part of writing this?
Oh, it was crazy. I've known for a while to write a book, or, you know, I've always loved writing, and I'm lucky enough to be a spotlight writer for On Times Magazine, and you know, I love writing and sharing and trying to help the best I can. And I was on a walk, just walking around my neighborhood and texting with a friend saying, you know, I really feel like I'm supposed to do the book right now. I just don't know what the book is. And I said, you know, I have a couple ideas. And she replied back saying, well, what is it you want to say? Who is it you want to help? And it was just like, that's all she needed to say. And I realized, like, that I was like, oh my goodness, it's the Business Basic Workshop that I put it into a book to help anyone who's trying to start a business. Like, it just was a light bulb moment, you know. And I got back from the walk and I took all my post-its, because if you train with Lisa Williams as for the master
yes.
teacher, she tells you to use these post-its to create to create any course you want to teach. So I did all the post-its, and they were like, honestly, Sam, it took like not even like maybe 10 minutes to put the. I knew it within 10 minutes, part five. It was weird. I had part one, two, three, four, five. Then I had all the sub chapters. I mean, it was all right there. It was so. It was like from that moment on, it was a kind of channeled. I always thought spirit would channel for things that were much more fun, not exactly tax deductions. But I didn't think they would channel 1099 information, but they did. It was like 15-hour days. I would wake up, and it would be like, I'd wake up at like 7 in the morning and just sit down and start writing, and I would write, oh my goodness, till like midnight. I mean, it was nonstop. And the hardest part was when it got down to the actual tax stuff. Like, the social media was really fun and the website, but when it came down to kind of going into the tax stuff, that was the hardest part, just because, you know, it can be so complex. For anyone who has ever worked as an accountant or in a tax office, you understand how complex the information can get. So I had to find a way to take the complex information and make it very, very digestible for the average person who doesn't have the knowledge or experience or expertise, and make it so that they can understand, and it not, you know, because if someone can't understand what you're writing, it doesn't serve a purpose, right? They're not going to get anything out of it. So I had to try my best to include what was the most important, but not make it so overwhelming that the reader couldn't walk away with a gain in knowledge from it.
That's wonderful. And like I said to everyone listening, Colby's not kidding. You can tell she spent the time to translate into normal speak because anyone can pick this book up and understand it, and the tax information will not bore you. It's actually really exciting. So kudos to you, because there are very few people in this world who could do that, but you've mastered it.
Thanks.
So it's fantastic.
Thank
and
you.
It's so important. You know, as entrepreneurs and people in business, we have to understand this stuff. And it's difficult at times to find people who are able to translate it. So it's wonderful that we all now can just go to this resource and talk to our accountants and say, hey, you know, I learned this from Colby. How can you help me? Right? And we actually understand what they're going to be saying to us. So it's fantastic. And I can't stress enough how important it is when we decide that this is going to be our business. First of all, you need to charge money for what you're doing and give yourself that value. And secondly, you have to understand the tax piece, because that's where the write-offs and everything are. So I was told once a long time ago, one of the leaders in Epicure Selections, Dana, she said, don't ever leave money on the table. And, you know, Dana, thank you for that, because that's always in my mind. Don't leave money on the table. And whenever we are not educating ourselves on our taxes and on the business side of our business, we're leaving money on the table. So it's fantastic that you've helped everyone increase their own financial worth as well as their spiritual. So it's fantastic to really merge the two. And it's interesting because I find so many people really struggle with that financial piece. And they struggle with the idea around how can I be spiritual and be concerned with my finances.
And be financially abundant. Like how is that, you know, because it, you know, there's a theory that you're supposed to struggle financially or suffer, or, and it's not the case. And, you know, a lot of people, they have this amazing gift or amazing talent, again, regardless of, you know, what modality it is, but they're not financially, you know, the money's not pouring in, and, you know, it makes them doubt themselves, like, oh, am I really supposed to do this? Maybe I'm not. And, you know, sometimes it has nothing to do with your gift. It has to do with how you set it up, or has to do with your website not being easy to translate to the average user, or maybe it's not stepping up that level of professionalism in a way that someone says, oh, I really want this person. And I think that's what I tried to cover in the book, is all the aspects. I mean, all the aspects together is really what makes us stand out. And there's nothing wrong with everyone has a right to make a living off of what they do. And, you know, as long as you're doing it from your heart and with the right intention and doing it with passion, you definitely should succeed, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with earning an income from your gifts. If your gift were to be a mechanic, you would have no problem charging for that oil change.
Yeah.
So remember, if your gift is giving healing, or your gift is doing a reading, or perhaps it's massage therapy, give yourself that value. And when you struggle with it, I always recommend people remember, man created money. It's just an energetic exchange. So don't let it hold you down. There's nothing wrong with being spiritual and being financially abundant, because the reality is when you're financially abundant, you can help a lot more people. So, you know, it's great that you've been able to bring this whole package into play. So, Chloe, what did your family think about your book, and also about you leaving your career to come to the spiritual side of things?
Yeah, so when you know, I was telling my family I was writing the book, and they were like, oh, that's nice. Like, I don't think they really, I don't know. I don't know if because they didn't see it physically, they didn't quite. They were like, oh, that's nice. That's lovely. And so And I'm like, you guys, this is a lot of work. Like, you know, I'm expecting a bigger response, I guess. And they're like, oh, lovely. And so the book came out. And, you know, my family, they were so surprised. They're like, oh, it's so professional. And I'm like, well, what did you think? what did you think? So, you know, we all have that. It was really great. But it was really nice to, you know, my grandma is an avid reader. I mean, I am not kidding when I say she literally reads like a book a day. And, so I dedicated the book to her. And, but when she said, hey, you know, this book is really good and you did a really nice job with it, and it was like such a compliment because, you know, she has read thousands and thousands of books. So I felt like a champ.
Oh, my goodness. What high praise.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. But, you know, but when I told them, you know, I was transitioning into this line of work, you know, I was expecting a lot more pushback, I think. You know, again, I had been working as a tax manager. It was a great job. I was making six figures, doing really well for myself. And really, at one point, felt so strongly that I would have my own practice or be a partner in a practice. I really thought that. And so, but when, you know, when the call for spirit became so strong and I really couldn't deny it anymore. When I finally told my family, I thought they were going to have a fit. I thought I went off the deep end, and they didn't. They were really, I was surprised. They were like, oh yeah, that really makes sense actually. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like I was the last one to get the memo, you know?
That's wonderful.
So, yeah, they had seen it all along. We definitely kind of look back and realize the gift has been there since the age of four. But just through my whole life, little things I'd say or do. So for them, it was a little more, it wasn't as far-fetched as maybe I thought it would be for them. But they had kind of recognized it pretty early on.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm hoping still that some of mine will come around. I think for some people they've seen it, you know, as, yep, that totally makes sense. But I think that I hit it so well for my professional life that it kind of surprised people a little bit. But it's a lot of fun as I have those one-on-one conversations and they're like, you know, I kind of remember, you know, when you were little and you would, you know, say strange things, or you had invisible friends, and we just thought it was quirky you, and now we know it's just quirky you. You know,
yeah.
It's much more accepted now, right? And
yeah.
We all have a quirky me inside, so I love hearing stories about that, you know, they're coming out stories of coming out of the spiritual closet, and I love how your family's just embraced it and seen, yeah, it totally makes sense for you, Colby, that's exactly who you are.
Yeah, they're great. They're very, very supportive. I mean, I have an amazing family. They go out of their way to help me in any way they can. So I'm so fortunate, you know.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I should tell everyone, when I was going through Lisa Williams School, Colby was actually my master teacher. So she helped me with coming out of my spiritual closet for everyone. So my close friends
yes.
had known and some family had known, but, you know, the family members I knew wouldn't be open to it. I just, you know, never talked to them about it. And it was you, Colby, who said, nope, you just gotta say it. And if it weren't for you and
yeah.
Lisa, I probably would still be 1 foot in that closet. So I'll always be grateful to the two of you for that.
Oh,
so
good.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So what would you say
yeah.
is your best advice to other people who also want to embrace their gifts and start to see themselves as a potential for a spiritual business?
Well, I think, you know, people kind of get a calling. You'll kind of know that you have that calling, right? It's that you've got a draw inside of you. It's like a voice inside that you just can't quiet. And you try. We all try. I think
yeah.
we all have some sense of resistance before we submit. It's like, and spirit is so strong that eventually you have to say tap out and serve, right? But
absolutely.
In doing that, Yeah, so, you know, saying, hey, I'm going to do it, that's just one part of it. And it's actually kind of a small part of it, because it's easier to say, hey, I'm going to do it, but it's harder to own it. You know, I mean, you can say it, but now you have to own it. And then you have to put yourself out to the world. But you have to do it in a really professional way. You have to show the world, hey, I'm ready, I'm legit, I'm tested, I have everything together, I know what I'm doing, I have it all organized, because that's going to build confidence with someone who's looking for your services. And I just think, you know, in a lot of the tax returns I did, there's a lot of business owners who don't take responsibility for their own business. They just expect the accountant to do it for them, or their web person to do it for them. And you just can't. I think we as business owners and we as spiritual practitioners certainly need to step up and take responsibility for our own business. I mean, this is your life. This is your career. This is your destiny. Why put it in somebody else's hands? You know, it's be responsible for it, because when you're responsible for it, you actually give yourself some sort of opportunity to put it out there and be successful. Like, you know, no one is going to care about what you do more than you. No one is going to care about the message you want to give more than you. And so being active, being an active participant in your business with all sides of it, even the sides that are not as fun as, you know, the one-on-one client stuff, is essential, I think, to being a great practitioner.
I totally agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. It is really, really important. And having that professional, I find, especially in spiritual practice, having that professional edge, we're scrutinized almost more than other fields, I find.
Yeah.
So if you don't have your stuff together in a nice package that's professional, people will not take you seriously. And
yeah.
So that was another reason why I thought your book was so well laid out, because it clearly gives people step-by-step direction on how to create that package so that when they do step forward, they're doing it in a professional manner that people will gravitate towards.
Right, right. And that's the thing, too, is like even when we say, you know, professional package, right, it's, you know, all it is making sure that it's you, that we're capturing
mm-hmm.
you, exactly who you are, what you want to say, what is it you offer, and, you know, and prioritizing that in a way that effectively communicates your gifts and your modalities to the public.
Absolutely. You know, you've got a great section in there on getting a headshot, and a couple months ago I was visiting with a friend, and she's putting together her business, and she had someone approach her asking for a trade. She said, I'm a photographer, I'll do photos for you, and you can do advertising for me, and, you know, it'll be a nice trade-off. And my friend thought, that's a great idea, but when she went for the pictures, she said, none of them look like me. I don't resonate with it. They don't look like me. They look so stiff, and I'm so not, and this lady is so full of life. And, you know, she said, I feel bad, though. And I said, well, it's your image, though. Like,
yeah.
Trust yourself. Trust yourself. It's not offensive to say no thank you. But, you know, we do like to please others. And it really comes back to, what face do you really want to present? And I love in your book how you say, you know, it's so important. Your headshot needs to reflect you, because otherwise people are going to feel like they booked with one person and someone else showed up.
Yeah.
And I thought, Colby, you're so right. Like, that's exactly what people will feel if they see something. It's just like, you know, those online dating when somebody else totally different shows up for dinner, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's really important that we put ourselves out. And it's not the fault of the other professional that we're putting our trust in. They're doing the best they can for us. But we know who we are, and we need to be able to share that with others.
Yeah, but a great photographer, though, I mean, a good photographer will really help you pull out, though, your essence in a photo shoot.
Absolutely.
You know, they're going to say things to you or ask questions or have you move in a certain
mm-hmm.
way that you know, that allows your soul to speak. So when you're looking for a photographer, you know, find someone that you can connect with. If you're feeling awkward with the photographer, odds are your photos are going to come across awkward.
Absolutely.
Because it's the energy, you know. And I also think that people should do photos, you know, at least once a year. You know, your photo, and some of them can be a little pricey, but, you know, it's important because our energy changes, just as, you know, our own experience. You know, my photos from 2 years ago are certainly not the photos of today. And,
absolutely,
you know, whether, you know, just my inner energy changes, and you want that to come across in your photo, because it is a matter of trust. Because if your photos are too airbrushed, or again, like, you know, say you're being very, very conservative in your clothing in the shop, but yet you dress very differently in person, or you wear your hair differently, you know you're just not being authentic to who you are in that photograph. As soon as the client shows up, you know, a little bit of their trust is going to waver, because they're going to be like, hey, wait a second. Like, whoa. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's true. And we all know that from ourselves, right? I mean, don't you go, wow, like that doesn't even resonate with that person.
Absolutely.
So we want to exude your authentic, true self. And that's hard for us, right? Because sometimes we want to hide that. We want to,
mm-hmm.
we want to put on this brave front or do something that says we're, you know, someone else just to make us feel better. But it's being vulnerable and showing who we are. That is how you're going to connect with people. That is how you're going to call in your tribe. That is how you're going to get out in the world.
It's so true. It's so true. And I can remember when Chris and I had our photos done, I guess it was a little over a year ago, so I'm going to take your advice and book another appointment. But Laura was so good. We went with Algene Photography in Northern Ontario, and Laura actually had an interview with us ahead of time. And I can remember at the time thinking, you know, this is kind of strange, like we're just going for pictures. And I thought, you know, it's great she wants to make sure she gets good shots, but now as things have gone on, I've really valued that she took that time to really get to know us and get to know what is it we do. Because Chris's pictures, if you look at them, have a very different feel from mine, even though the setting is exactly the same. And she did a wonderful job at really capturing what is it that Sam has to offer compared to what is it that Chris has to offer. And a good photographer, as you mentioned, will take the time to do that, and they have a real gift inside to capture those moments. So it's important to really get the person that you connect with, as opposed to the person who fits maybe the ideal budget or the free option.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's imperative. And it's not, you know, it's not always the most expensive photographer is the best. It is about, sometimes it is indicative of experience, but it is also who you connect with.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely.
It always comes
talk
down to
the photographer.
Right, Colby?
Yeah. You have to talk to the photographer beforehand. Make sure you're comfortable. Make sure you feel relaxed. Because, again,
yes,
it's so important. It's important to feel relaxed, because you're already going to be a little nervous about the photos anyway. So you want to be as relaxed as possible. And, you know, if you're a little tense or feeling a little awkward with the photographer, it's really going to show in your shoulders. It's going to show in your neck. You know, it's going to come across as a little tense. But when you do a photo, you know, you have to be very, very vulnerable. So if you're not feeling fully safe or relaxed with your photographer, you're certainly not going to want to be in a place of vulnerability. So that's why it's important. It's a little bit of a matching game of finding that right photographer. And like you said, if you found a photographer, then you use them again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Colby, we've got a caller on the line. So how about we go and say hello and see how we can help this person with their spiritual business.
Sounds good.
All right. Hi there, you're on air.
Yes, hi, good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, hi, my name is Tina.
Hi, Tina, welcome. How can Colby and I help you today?
Oh, yes, you're doing a reading?
We weren't going to, but sure, we can do a quick reading.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know about my relationship with my friend Sean.
With your friend Sean.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
So, Tina,
Sam, do you want me to help Tina out? Yeah,
sure.
Hi,
I
was going to
say, I also feel some work stuff in there, too. So I know you're calling about Sean, but I'm being drawn to work stuff for some reason. So would you like to hear what I have to share? Would you like Colby to give you some insight with Sean?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Tina. So, you know, the thing with Sean is it's really weird because I'm almost feeling like a friends with benefits kind of a feeling. So do you know Sean's got a bit of an attraction for you?
Yes.
Can you validate that friends with benefits part, or has that not happened yet?
No, it slipped. Yeah, it did slip before.
Yeah, I was picking up on that too, so.
But don't you love it? Tina, you just got to love how Spirit says, oh, let's just get the juice out. Let's just get the gossip out here. I love it.
I'm looking shicey in my own house from side to side like, yeah.
Well, here's the thing with this. This, to me, I don't know. It feels like there's some potential here with this Sean person, you know,
okay.
Just because I feel like you two are a little – the problem is you two are a little hesitant about how to maneuver or go about this, you know, because it feels like there's been a friendship for quite some time. And I think there's an interest, but there's also a worry of, like, well, what if it doesn't work out? What if you know, I don't want to lose this person as a friend. I think he really cares about your friendship, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is that I think he's not quite sure, hey, how do we, you know, what do we do with this, you know? But
yeah.
I feel like, you know, I don't see any reason why the two of you can't try and pursue a more romantic connection. Just give it a chance, you know? And because I think your friendship is strong enough that if the romantic thing didn't work out for some reason, I really don't feel like you would allow it to destroy the friendship side of it.
Ah, well, he had a friend. Well, there was a person named Tammy. Do you see what's going on with them?
Who?
A person named Tammy. Do you see what was going on with them? Are they still communicating?
Well, Tammy must have been. Was Tammy someone he was seeing?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm feeling
that's
it's
what
a
I thought.
Lot of one-sided. It's more one-sided. Has he been ready to have her leave his take a back seat a little bit? Because I feel him trying to distance her off a little.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it does. That's what I was asking, yes.
Yeah, I don't feel like she's necessarily given up yet, but I feel he's already left that.
Oh, she hasn't given up. She's all up in there.
Don't do that. I'll go get some popcorn for my own reading. Oh, really? Okay.
Now, let's go on to this work thing, because I'm feeling like you're sharing some energy that your heart's not really in. Is there something you'd rather be doing with yourself?
Oh, yes. I'm starting a business. Yes, you're right. I have children, and I put that on hold, but they're big, and my two children are big now. So I'm venturing on a new business. Yeah, real estate investing. So I'm really serious about that.
Good for you. Good for
yes.
you, because I feel like it'll be in a much better position for you because it's where your heart's at, because what you have been doing, your heart hasn't really been in it, and you've always been looking for what else is out there. And
yes.
I really feel like this will be a better move for you. So congratulations on that, Tina.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm
wonderful.
Ready to do that full-fledged. Oh, so, okay, so do you see when Sean will stop speaking to Tammy, when she will be completely out?
Well,
I'm
that's
getting
gonna,
6 months.
I don't even know if it would be that long. It's going to have to do a lot with him. And, you know, sometimes, you know, he's a little hard sometimes at letting things go, and, you know, he's a little hard at making decisions, you know?
Yes, he is.
But,
yes, he is.
Yeah, so I think, you know, one thing I will say, Tina, is, like, I want you to keep moving forward with your own life and keep doing your own thing, and not waiting for him to kind of finish this off with her, you know? I think it's important that, you know, you be there, you honor the friendship, but you also keep yourself open so that you never know in case Spirit wants to bring someone else for you. But I do feel like Sean must be really good with your kids, or he's at least very good with kids. Do you know that?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's a coach.
I know that.
That's what I like about him.
Oh, wow. See, I mean, and that is the nice thing. I feel like he doesn't have trouble stepping in and stepping up. But what I would do is, you know, it's nothing you can do with him in that relationship. He has to work through that himself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is just kind of continue that friendship and let it build naturally into something else. I think he'll end up seeing it, but I think he'll end up seeing it on his own. You think, Sam?
I really do. And, you know, I've got to tell you, I feel as though he's actually already told you this, but I feel really strongly you're a lot different than the other women he knows.
Yes.
And so at first it's almost like, is this too good to be true? Like she's different than them. When does she turn into that? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, because I'm a minister. I'm a minister.
Okay.
I'm in the ministry, and I've been abstinent for 3 years. So, yeah, that's how I kind of slipped with him.
She's different. You just keep being your true you, honey, because, you know, it's working.
Thank you.
Well, just keep honoring yourself.
I don't mind being by myself. It's just that I still want to help with my son because he's into football, and, you know, I can't really focus on the real estate investing totally, you know, because I still have to balance it out with a 12-year-old. So that's where Sean and I will come in because he's a coach. So that still will make me feel like, you know, I'm doing a little something with my son since I can't give 100% to the real estate yet.
Well, you know, every step is a step towards your goal, right? So
Congratulations
on that. It's a huge leap of faith. I really encourage you to connect with Colby's book, Leap of Faith, How to Build Your Spiritual Business, because it really will be relevant to your real estate as well.
Oh, I'm going to read that today.
Yeah,
you
do.
I'm a link on there.
Check it out. And, you know, we're really wishing you all the best.
I'm sorry, the name of it again? Let me just type it to myself.
Leap of Faith, How to Build Your Spiritual Business by Colby Psychic Rebel. Mm-hmm.
Leap of Faith, How to Build Your... So that was the reason for me calling in today.
That is why. That's
why.
You just take good care of yourself, all right, Tina? Thanks so much for calling in.
How do we reach you guys outside of this? This is my first time calling in.
Wonderful. Well, you, Colby and I are both on Facebook, Colby Psychic Rebel and Sam Black, Certified Psychic Medium. And I'm also under Grounded Roots Wellness. And we'll repeat that information at the end of the show as well.
Yes. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Have a nice day, Tina.
Take care, Tina.
Bye.
I love that, an impromptu call. We've got a couple of other callers on the line, and hopefully we'll have a chance to take another call. So thanks for helping out with that. That was fun. We haven't done any joint readings before. Are you there, Colby? Oh, you know what? Let's see here. Okay. Colby, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Colby.
Can you hear me?
There? I am here. Yay. So those of you will know who have listened before, technology is a work in progress with me. So thanks for calling back in, Colby. Thank you.
That was a lot of fun.
We haven't done a joint reading before, so that was a lot of fun. But, you know, it's interesting how right away I was just getting, no, this has nothing to do with a boy. This is about business. And so
she had
the perfect person on the phone with her because you can definitely lead her in the right direction.
Thanks. She's a super sweet lady.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Colby, what is coming up for you? Because I know you've got a few things on the go. You've got your own radio show. You've got a tour coming up. What's happening in your world?
It's exciting. I am busy, but that's always a good thing, right?
Absolutely.
So Monday is my first official book signing. It's going to be here in Manhattan Beach, which is near Los Angeles. So if anyone is near Manhattan Beach, they got to come for a book signing. I'm very, very excited about that. And then I have a couple mediumship events. One is in Los Angeles on September 29th, and it's at the Hudson Theater. So, and it's going to be great. I'm with two incredible mediums, AJ Barrera and Andy Bing. They are amazing. Andy is actually from the UK. He's an Arthur Findlay College tutor. And then AJ Barrera is a celebrity psychic medium out here in LA. So that's actually going to be a really fun event. Really looking forward to it. And then I'm actually going to New Jersey. I've got three shows in New Jersey coming up in October. So looking forward to that. And then a couple shows in Florida. So it's pretty busy.
That's
anyone can go on my website. Yeah,
yes,
if they go on my website,
too,
Psychic Rebel, yeah, that's where they can see the events coming up. But I can't wait. I mean, how lucky. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, part of me is still so amazed. It's like, how did I get so lucky?
So, I know. It's,
I don't know if it's,
it is so,
it's luck
such
and it's
a blessing.
Yeah.
So you'll have to let me know when you're back out this way again, because I missed you when you were at Lilydale. I think I was
yeah.
there a couple days before you were. So one of these days we'll have to connect for sure. And guess
oh,
who
absolutely.
I was with last week?
Who?
One of your favorites. I was at Omega with Tony Stockwell.
Oh, I do love me some Tony Stockwell. I do.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah,
he's
it was
so great.
So much
I
fun.
Saw
and
him.
You and Lisa were totally right. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's just, oh, I mean, first of all, he's super funny, but he's
yes.
just so, he's so genuine and kind and, you know, and obviously an amazing teacher. And I got to see him in L.A. He did a mediumship demonstration with Fleur. And, oh, it
yes.
was so much fun. It was so great. I loved it. Loved it. So I got to chat with him for a few minutes after that. And, I just love him.
I know. I can't say enough about him. He is absolutely wonderful. And I just kept saying, yep, Lisa and Colby were right. He is fantastic. He's just so down
yeah.
to earth and real.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely.
Just wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's great that you got to see him too.
Oh, yeah. No, I did. So, yeah, it was really nice. It was fun.
Very good. Very good. So tell me about your radio show. How can people find
that? Psychic Rebel Live. Yeah, that's a really fun show. I have a great time with it. I do it on UBN Radio, and I do it every other Thursday. I would like to do it weekly, but my goodness, it's hard to do a show every week. It's hard to do it every other week.
Absolutely.
But it is wonderful. I have so many incredible guests that come on. They're all just so recognized in their industry and field. And we come on and we talk to them and we take callers and we just have fun. I mean, it's really fun. It's down to earth. And, you know, it's a great way to help listeners. And we have a great time. AJ Barrera is actually going to be the guest on the upcoming one coming up next Thursday.
Awesome. So there you go, everyone. You can listen to me this week and Colby next week and then me the next week. And we both have fabulous guests each week. And, you know, we'll just keep your spiritual cup flowing.
There we go. Perfect.
Perfect. Okay, so do you think we have time for another caller?
Sure.
We've got a couple other callers. Okay, so let's take one more. Hi there. You're on air. Hello?
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Am I on the air?
You sure are. You're here with Colby and I. How can we help you?
Holy crap. I feel so special.
You are special.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to say that the both of you guys rock, and You are totally making a difference in the world and in the world of spirituality, mediumship, and just all the best to both of you for your work.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much
for that.
And what's your name?
My name is Romitris.
Oh,
Romitris.
Hi, Romitris.
How are you?
I am doing fantastic, especially now that I'm talking to you guys. I'm just like, oh, I'm just in awe. You know, it takes a lot for us to do the work that we do, and then to listen to you guys, interact, and support people and talk about your work is just so inspiring. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on your book, Colby. I know your name is Colby, but Christina, I love Christina, but I'll call you Colby, just, you know, because I'm going to, you know, just do that. But I just think, I just want to congratulate you on your book and also congratulate you as well, Sam, on opening your new center.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to you visiting.
Oh, yeah, it will definitely be sometime next spring. I'm game with
that. Oh, thank you so much. I'm sending you lots of love, and thank you for making our day.
Yeah, thanks, Demetrius. Thank you.
You are very welcome. So the reason I called in was just for support, but am I supposed to ask a question?
If you have
anything you like.
Okay. I'm just wondering, I also am in the process of writing a book. And what is the best way to tune in to our higher self and our non-physical support to actually complete the writing of our book?
Well, I think part of the idea, you know, to be honest, completing the book is so much about discipline, self-discipline, honestly, because, you know, there's a lot of people I know who've been writing a book and haven't quite finished it. And I think that could be several reasons. One, it could be you get a little tired after a while. I mean, it takes a lot of discipline to sit and write and complete something. And you also have to look at, you know, do you have a block in the way? Is there an emotional block that is preventing you from finishing it? So things that I found to be helpful, again, I would go for walks, like even just walks around my neighborhood. I would get up from the desk, go for a walk, and just kind of meditate while I was walking, kind of tune into my guides while I was walking. And they were like little cheerleaders saying, nope, you got it. Don't give up yet. Get back in there. So I would get back. And the thing is rather than getting distracted with everyday things, because I got to tell you, nothing seems more appealing than cleaning a bathroom before you have to finish writing. All of a sudden, that bathroom needs to be cleaned. I think it's truly about discipline that says sit and finish what you started. Sit and finish it. And you know, it's just getting through those humps, and you'll find it easier and easier. But the minute you finish, you'll know. It's like I kept writing, and I thought I would be done, and then something else would come up, and I'd be like, no. But the minute I was done, I felt so proud and so excited, and Spirit just said, yep, that's it, you're done. Like, I just heard it loud and clear, and I knew that was all the information that needed to go in the book. So I would say give yourself some time for yourself. You know, having children and having a family and being a spiritual teacher yourself, I know it can get overwhelming, and I know it's hard to set aside time for you. But try to do that, because that little peace and quiet that you give yourself is what's going to help kind of give those messages to you as to what you need to write, what needs to be finished, and then it comes down to self-discipline to sit down and actually do it.
Well, that's wonderful advice, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. So when you're going walking in nature, do you actually have a notebook with you, or do you take the notebook with your phone? Or
You love your notes. Ramesh would always be in class with her notebook. We got to love her notebook. No, I don't. But, you know, I mean, I have my phone. So if there was an idea or a concept that I didn't want to lose, I'd go ahead and, you know, put that note in the phone. But, you know, you're more than welcome. If you want to take a notebook with you and, you know, you're kind of doing a hike and then there's a little bit of an overlook, just sit down and write for a bit, you know. Sit down and write it. There's nothing wrong with that, especially if that's how you connect and how you work. You have to honor that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That, you know,
and
what I hear you saying is that, you know, just get out in nature and just allow the book to write itself and just pay attention.
Yeah, allow the book to write itself, but keep in mind that it's not all just inspiration. I mean, there has to be, you know, like I wasn't inspired to write about advertising expense. I wasn't inspired to, you know, that came from the self-discipline side, saying I know this needs to be done. This is not the fun part to write, but I'm going to write it because the information needs to be stated. So it's a combination of inspiration and then logic, right? Knowing as to what also needs to be delivered as the writer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And the phone is a great tool just to kind of share that, using the phone quickly to get that idea so you don't lose it, and record it, and then let it go. And then keep walking. I actually love getting my ideas in the shower. That might sound crazy, but it's probably the one space I can totally be alone and the water flowing, and I come up with so many writing ideas in the shower. It's unbelievable. But definitely having that phone there, you can just go, here's my idea, get it out, and then move on. It really,
really
helps.
But how do you keep your notes in the shower, Sam?
Oh, I don't. I don't. Those ones, I kind of, as soon as I, my journal will be on the vanity, and as soon as I get out, I write like mad. But when I'm out walking, that's when I use my phone for the memos, and I just record them quick, and then it gives permission for that one to go and another one to come. I found that really helpful.
Well,
but you know,
you
Anitra, I keep being told that you actually have two books, not one book.
Oh, fascinating.
Did you already know that?
Actually, I only saw one. But
well, hang tight. I think there's
two. And I'm all about spirit. I'm all about opening up to possibilities and potentials. So if there's two, I'm bringing it on. I'm saying yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. We're sending you lots
of
love.
Thank
and,
you. Thank you both. And it's all about discipline, determination, and inspiration, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, ladies. Take care.
Thanks,
Demetrius.
Bye. All right, so our time is almost up today, Colby. Thank you so, so much for joining me. Before we go,
absolutely.
Can you share what are your top three things you're grateful for today?
Oh, I am so grateful for actually the beautiful weather today. I mean, it's absolutely perfect here, and it's like a little gift from God. So I am very, very grateful for that. I am really grateful that we had a chance to connect and connect to a couple of the listeners and the listeners that didn't call in. So that has been really, really fun. And I'm actually really grateful to Spirit that they keep opening the doors. I never know what the next step is. I get a little afraid sometimes, like anybody else. And then Spirit will just open up the door and say, here you go. And it's just that trusting and surrendering. And they haven't let me down. So
that's so wonderful.
Grateful for that. Yeah.
Well, I am truly grateful for Spirit for bringing me to you many years ago. And I am so grateful that you came on today to share your book, because I know that it's going to help so many people. So thank you for joining us, Colby.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take good care.
All right. Have a great day, Sam.
You too. Okay, everyone, our show is almost over. I've got two fantastic events coming up that I wanted to share with you. The one is going to be happening October 14th and 15th here in Niagara Falls, Ontario. It's the Certified Coach Practitioner two-day course. So if you are looking to become a life or executive coach, or you just want to incorporate coaching into your spiritual business or practice, that would be a fantastic opportunity for you. And you can get more information by connecting with me or going to www.certifiedcoachesfederation.com. And the other event is my Muskoka scrapbooking retreat. There's only one spot left, so definitely connect with me if that's something you're interested in. To find me, please go to Facebook at Sam, Certified Psychic Medium and Wellness Coach, or our Grounded Roots Wellness Incorporated page. And as always, our website, www.groundedrootswellness.ca. The .ca because we're Canadian. We're a Canadian company, but certainly we have clients worldwide. And we would love to connect with you. I hope you have a beautiful, blessed day and weekend ahead. And I can't wait to hear what you think of Colby's book. Please feel free to drop me a line and let me know what you think of it and how it helped you, and I'll be sure to pass that on to Colby. And you can find her, Colby Psychic Rebel. She's all over. So please feel free to connect. Sending you guys lots of love and blessings and a beautiful weekend ahead. Thanks for joining.